Thanks for calling customer service. This is Rosalind speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. Can you speak a little louder? I can hardly hear you.
Thanks for calling customer service. This is Rosalind speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. My name is Donald Oliver, and I have a charge from you of 59.95, which I did not authorize. I want you to cancel that and credit my account that.
Okay, yes, sir. Can I have your zip code to pull up that account, please?
My zip code is 89044.
89044?
That's correct.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Donald. My last name is Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R.
Thank you, Mr. Oliver. For security purposes, can I have you verify your full address, please?
2429 Black River Falls Drive, Henderson, Nevada.
Thank you. Give me 1 second while I review your account, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for holding, Mr. Oliver. So, yes, sir, I am seeing where you purchased the Pure Mini Pods and smartwatch on the 16th of March for $11.90.
I didn't quite get that. Say again.
Have you purchased Mini Pods and a smartwatch on the 16th of March for $11.90?
$11.90?
No. Yes.
What I did was I purchased the two items for a shipping charge only of $5 and $5.95 shipping charge for each one. And I paid that. I got the billing on that and I paid it. Or I'm in the, and it's on my charge card. Yes. And it will be paid. But I want to cancel out both of those 59.95 charges that I did not want. And if I don't, I want a credit back to my account, my card account.
Yes, sir. So what you did was signed up for a 14-day trial. Like you stated, you only paid for shipping and handling at the time of the purchase. If you didn't call back within the 14 days to have it canceled, then they will bill you the full amount, and that is the $59.95. So I can have you cancel, but before I have you cancel, I would like to ask, have you used the product?
I'm sorry. What again?
Have you used the product?
No, I have not.
Have you tried out
the
Mini Pods?
No, I have not. I looked at them. I read the instructions, and they were too complicated for me, so I put them aside. I have not used them.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I would like for you to know that it'll help you keep in shape. It tracks your sleep, your heart rate monitoring, and your step tracking technology. You'll be able to keep on top of all your health regimen just by simply connecting your phone with the app. It'll allow you to stay on top of your messages, and it'll also alert you.
I'm not going to use them. I'm not going to use them. I want to cancel those two charges on my credit card.
Yes, sir, even if I offered you a 35% discount?
What?
Even if I offered you a 35% discount?
Even if you gave them to me, no discount. I mean, I don't want them, okay? I want them off my card.
Yes, sir, Mr. Oliver. I would hate to lose you as a customer, so can I offer you 50% discount on our future purchases?
Okay, it's not something I'm going to use. I will be ordering again, please, okay? Will you give me a credit back on $59.95 for both items?
So, yes, sir, Mr. Oliver, I can go ahead and have you cancel. However, those fees are already valid, so I'm unable to refund them to you, being that you were supposed to call back within the 14 days to have it canceled. but I can go ahead and get you canceled out of the system so you won't receive any further charges or shipments from us, okay?
That's good. That's what I want. No more charges on that card. Don't use my card anymore for those companies.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'm going to have you canceled and provide you with this cancellation number, okay?
I didn't understand that. Okay, go ahead. Yes, are you still there?
Yes, sir, Miss Oliver, just trying to get you canceled all out of the system, so bear with me 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Ms. Oliver, thank you for holding. Now, I do have you all canceled out. Are you ready for that cancellation number?
No. Let me get a pencil here.
Okay. Go ahead. That's fine.
No, just a moment. Okay, I'm ready for the number.
Okay, it'll be C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, D, excuse me, D as in dog.
I'm sorry, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, what was the next one?
D as in dog.
B as in
D
Baker.
As in dog.
Oh, D as in dog.
Yes,
let me
sir.
Get this, C. C, A, and what's the third one? What is the third letter?
Okay, so you should have C as in Charlie, the number 3, A as in Apple, D as in dog.
D as
fourth.
In dog. Just a
yes.
Moment. I got, just a moment. I got that wrong. D as in dog. Okay. What else?
Yes, sir. 4, the number 4, 6.
4, 6.
F as in Frank.
F as in Frank.
The number 2.
2.
B as in boy.
B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay.
6,
is that it?
8.
I'm sorry, what was the last?
The number 6 and the number 8.
6 and 8. Okay, let me repeat this back to you. C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, D as in dog, 4, 6, F as in Fox, 2 as in 2, B as in Baker, numbers 6, 8. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay.
Is there
and
anything else
be...
I can help you with, Ms. Oliver?
No, as long as you don't give me any more charges on my credit card. Thank you very much.
That's correct. Thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
Okay. Do you have any idea how long this will take to get a credit, get this removed?
So as I've stated, Mr. Oliver, I'm unable to refund you. You just won't receive any further charges or shipments from us.
Okay. So if I have not seen them removed from my credit card within 5 days, I'm going
to
call
Mr. Oliver,
my...
listen to me, okay?
Yes.
I'm unable to refund you that amount because you were supposed to call back and have that canceled. Those charges are already valid. You won't be charged any further from this point forward or be shipped or have any shipments from us, okay?
You're not taking them off. You're not canceling those.
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
going to call my credit card company and tell them I dispute these and for them to take action. Okay?
Okay. So if they dispute it, they'll only give you a temporary credit. And once they're through with the investigation process and found out that you signed up for the 14-day trial, they won't issue you that refund. So give me 1 second. I'm going to speak with my supervisor and see what we can do, okay?
Okay. Well, I will not be paying them, so they'll dispute it. I've already talked to them. They asked me to call you first to let you cancel it out and not charge me anymore, ever. And if you do not do it, to give them a call back, and they're going to dispute it. Thank you very much.
Mr. Oliver, I won't be able to issue you the refund if you hang up the phone.
No, I'm not hanging up
the
phone.
You have to be patient with me, okay?
I'm patient. Are we finished? Or are you? No.
No, sir. Mr. Oliver, please be patient with me. I'm trying to speak with my supervisor to see if we can get this refund issued to you, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you for holding, Mr. Oliver. My supervisor permitted me to go ahead and give you this refund, so give me 1 second while I do so, okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Say again, please.
Yes, sir. So my supervisor permitted me to go ahead and issue you this refund, so give me 1 second while I do so, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, Mr. Oliver, I have that refund coming to you. You should see it in your account within 3 to 5 business days. You should also receive a confirmation email within 24 hours stating that your refund is on the way. Okay?
Oh, that sounds very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.